Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Cindy Trosbach from the Garden Club of Stewart. The club will be presenting their Flower Show and Garden Fest on Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th at the Martin County Fairgrounds. Cindy, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
I'm so happy to be here, Drew. It's good to be back.
Before we get into the show itself, remind us what the Garden Club of Stewart is all about.
Primarily, we are here to educate the public. We have various programs. We give three $1,500 scholarships every year to high school graduating seniors. We work in four different elementary schools teaching children about gardening and science and seeds. We decorate parks. We are doing a native planting in Halapatioke Park. We do a lot.
What usually gets a person into gardening?
I don't know. It was my mother that got me into gardening. I took a course in floral design, and it was an art form, and I was not very arty, which taught me to look at the world in a whole new way with colors and design, and found out that I did have an art side in my personality. And the same way with gardening, you have design, and even a simple tomato plant, you know, you put it in a cage and you keep it looking good. I mean, it becomes part of you, and it's an expression of your, I guess maybe DNA has something to do with gardening. I don't know.
What do you like about gardening?
I like to experiment with plants and try and start them in new ways. I like to share my knowledge with children. And I like the comradeship of working with other people. Lots of other people over my age. And we all have a fellowship together. It's a loving group.
I'm speaking today with Cindy Trosbach from the Garden Club of Stewart. Their Flower Show and Garden Fest will take place on Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th at the Martin County Fairgrounds. This is actually a two-parter. You've got the Flower Show. Let's start with that. Is it a competition or an exhibition or both?
Both. We have two parts. We have the horticulture, which anyone in the community, surrounding community, can enter. Then the second part of our show is the floral design, and that is where local people, not professionals, have entered their designs.
And the second part of the show is the Garden Fest part. Tell me about that.
We have vendors come, local vendors. We try to promote local people that come and sell plants. And the plants are related to what we are doing in the garden club. So a lot of the displays inside of the show, which is awarded prizes, of course, the vendors also have them too. And then we have everything from pots and plants to bamboo to all kinds of varieties of things. But we try and keep it local so people working in our club are helping the community too.
How about if someone is interested in joining?
Very easy. You can just call us or go on our website and come. We meet the second Monday of every month of October through April at the Knights of Columbus. Just show up at 10 o'clock and we'll give you lunch.
So what have you learned from gardening over the years? Has gardening taught you anything?
Patience, creativity, a lot of love. I don't know how to explain it to you, but it's something that comes from working with other people and trying to solve the problems of what the pest and the gardening, and it's just a very wonderful experience.
I've been speaking today with Cindy Trosbach from the Garden Club of Stewart. Their Flower Show and Garden Fest will take place on Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th at the Martin County Fairgrounds. If you'd like more information, just go to their website, gardenclubofstewart.org. Cindy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me, Drew. It's been a pleasure.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org. Under the People tab, click on Contact Us, and you'll see a link to Treasure Coast Happenings. And when writing, be sure and put Treasure Coast Happenings in the subject line. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.